Rabbi Sadi Shia this week is being sponsored by Rabbi Yossi Brachfeld, Lishmas Rabbi Moshe, Ben Rabbi Yossi Hill Al Shalom, Tess Nissan. Shkai for Rashi was coming all the way from Eretz Yisrael to Sadi Shia.
Hagoyin Rabbi Nosson Adler was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, and the Chasam Sofer brings from Rabbi Nosson Adler Pshat in a Posuk. The Pasuk says, Ach bayoy marishoin tashbisu sa'or mi batechem ki kol eichel chomeitz v'nichrso meyoy marishoin ad yoy mashvi. So Rav Nosson Adler said, pshat in the Pasuk, we know that the Rishoinim in the beginning of Pesachim ask, man ishtano that the Isser of chomeitz, which is osur b'achilo, it's so chomer that it's even osur b'al yiroh b'al yimotze, you're not even have it in your house. Chazer, nevelo, Shav macholas asurus, we don't find that it's usher even to have it in your house. So the Rishonim still on the cash already. And the Rishonim of Sochem say various mahalachim. One mahalach is because chomitz is loy bodul mine. Chomitz agansior, we eat chomitz. It's not something we used to. Chazer agansior is usher. Chomitz is loy bodul mine. We're not separated from it because memeinin, the gansior, we eat it. And there's more of a chshash will come to be nichshal. And that's why it has to be usher b'bal yiro b'al yimotzen. Atzveit the mahalach, the Rishonim say, is because of the chomer of chiyuv koris, that chomer is so chomer. It's because it represents the source of the Isa and alish lech deinyonim, but it's koris. So zokt Reb Nosson Adler, that's pshat on the pasuk. Tashbisu, you have to mamish get rid of it. Why? See, it's a drei on the words ki kol oichel chomets v'nichrasa. First of all, ki kol oichel chomets. Agansi yor meest chomets. Kol oichel chomets. Agansi yor meest chomets. On atzveita mahalich is because v'nichrasa, because it's a chomer of koris. Fear terois. Aye, what's with Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is osur b'achilo, food, any food, and it's loy bodol mine, agansi or me'essen dos, yeah, me'essen food, plus it's chorus, volt gedavzen bal yiroh of Yom Kippur, be a shvera parshin, bal yiroh on any food of that, for vos nisht, firt ois the posik, mi yom arishon av yom ashvi, because it's for 7 days, Yom Kippur ain't talk, it's v'chana eitzah, we're in shul the whole day, kem z'chana eitzah again, without the bal yiroh b'imatzi, but over here, the posik is fearing us, ki kol oichol chametz, vin nichrusa, or it's for 7 days, therefore, the Torah had to aser it b'val yiroh b'al yimotzeh. And we know, Taka, the Torah asers b'chametz, not only b'achilo, but there's a lav, lo yiroh b'al yimotzeh. The Mishnah Beitzah that Beizim and Aleph brings a machloikis b'sham and b'sillah. The Pasuk says, lo yiroh l'cho sa'or, and it also says, lo yiroh l'cho chametz. Why does it say both? There's sa'or, there's chametz. Why do you need a separate lav for sa'or and a separate lav for chametz? So Beis Hillel says, the Gemara explains in Av Zayin, this is Tzrichasa, this is Chimutzei Kosher, this is Machametz Acherim. The Gemara says, why you need both Pesukim? But comes Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai says a Chiddush. Be'emes, it's Taka, a Yitura, it's extra. Why did the Torah have to also say, Lo Yiroh L'cho Sa'or, Lo Yiroh L'cho Chametz? L'lamedcho, that's Shittas Beis Shammai, it's the Mishnah on Av Beis and Beitza, with the Gemara explaining it on Av Zayin, on Av Beis and Beitza, that the Shir, for Bal Yiroh, there's a difference if it's Chametz or Sa'or. Chametz is bekoyseves, right? The Mishnah says, "Beis Shammai oimrim saor bekezayis, vechometz bekoyseves." Beis Hillel oimrim zev zev bekezayis. The Gemara explains it on the Zayin. Beis Hillel holds chometz saor. The reason the Torah had to say both, and therefore they all have the same din. Biachila the shiris kezayis, the bal yiroh kezayis, tashbisu kezayis. As we call it, Arakul the shiris kezayis. Oh, but Beis Shammai argues because of why did the Torah have to separate it? Lilametcha, the Torah went out of its way to separately say saor lo yiroh l'cho saor. And separately say chomitz, because the shir of Bal Yiroh is a koyseves. The seist, there's a machlokes beis shami beis hillel, if a person would have in his house on Pesach, in his reshus, chomitz, if it's larger than a kezayis, and smaller than a koyseves, right, smaller than a kezayis, l'kuli alma yinat oiver. More than a koyseves, l'kuli alma yinat oiver. Where's the machlokes beis shami beis hillel? And if a guy has in his house, in his reshus, chomitz, that's larger than a kezayis, smaller than a koyseves, that's the machlokes beis shami beis hillel. Fregen alle achroinim, the asach achroinim, the shagasari in Tzvim Pei Aleph, the Pnei Yeshua and Beitza, the Mechus Chinuch, the Prima Godin talks about this in our asach achroinim. They ask this kasha. This is the main shtel we have to elaborate on. Kaimalon chetzi shir osur min atoyr. We pass in that chetzi shir is osur min atoyr. So technically, even though the shir is kezayis, but even if you have less than a kezayis, you're over an iser. You're over an iser. Now what's that's a klal in kolat erakula. Chazer is also bekezayis. But if you eat even chetzi kezayis, or even less than chetzi, right? Maram chalava holds chetzi means taka chetzi, 50%. But the pashtus chetzi shir means less than the shir. It's lav dafka. 50%, even less. But if you eat chazer less than a shir, you're also oiver. So what's the difference? So the klal always is, let's get the basics into the system here, it's for the oinish. You get malchus for eating chazer, or karis, or whatever oinish for various macholas asuris, whatever the oinish is, by some things it's lav, by some things it's karis, by chaylev, dam. Whatever, the shir is kezayis for the oinish. Or but there's an iser doiraisa, even by chetzi shir. The kasha is, bal yirah, there's no malchus. And that's what I'm going to go into now. But Bal Yirah, there's no Malkus. We're going to soon see why. But the lav of Bal Yirah doesn't get an oinish of Malkus. Various reasons, which we're going to discuss. And maybe we'll work out that there is. But if you, the assumption of the kasha is, af Bal Yirah, there's no Malkus. So now this is the bomba kasha of the sugi. What's the whole machloikis beis Shammai beis Hillel, that by Sa'or the shir is kezayis, but by chomitz, there's a machloikis beis Hillel says the shir is taka kezayis, Beis Hillel says the shir is koseves. I'm like, we focused again. Where would be the machloikis? If a person has in his house a shtick of lacham, it's larger than a kazai, smaller than a koseves. Memon of shuch. O oinish of malchus, anyways, you're not going to get. We're going to soon see why.
Karis.
What?
Karis.
Karis is for achila only. Karis is only for eating chametz. We're discussing it. State. Bal
Yirah.
So, oinish you're not going to get. Elamai, the iser doi raisa, chetzi shir is asim in a toir. If a person has a chetzi kezayis of chametz in his house, he's over the iser doi raisa of Bal Yirah. And by the way, chetzi shir asim in a toir means the ech the iser. When you eat a chetzi kezayis of chazer, you're over the lav of chazer. No, there's a tnai. Halacha l'moshe misina. You have shiurim that to get the oinish, the malchus, there's a tnai, the shir of kezayis. But when you eat half or less, you eat a chetzi shir, you're over the lav of chazer. It's the lav of chazer. It's not as different Isser. It's the lav of Chazer. Nor for Malkus, you don't get Malkus. No, if by Bal Yirah there's anyways no Malkus, so then what's in the gay, this whole shmuz of the Machlekes, if the Shir is a Koseves, a Kezayis? Oinish Saivi is Nishdo, the Isser Saivi is Yedo. This is the Asach Raisa, then that's the assumption of the Kash. Avada, that could be an opening. We're going to try to do a few different venues of Turut. So maybe that Avada would be a Kivona. We're trying to, when Fir Mishtelt the Kash, we still direct the assumption that Chetzi Shir is Yena Isser. As I learned when in Meir Yeshiva Alamol, that it's the same Isser. It's the same Isser. No, there's a din for the shir. Bal Yirah is no oinish anyways. The Shagas Ari, because of this kasha, says, Chiddush, that there's no din of chetzi shir for Bal Yirah. That chetzi shir is only a concept by Macholas Asuris, as the Gemara explains in Yuma, because it's chozil it's tarufe. And of Bal Yirah, there's no bechlal musig of chetzi shir. If you have less than the shir, kezayis, kesevis, depending, b'shamay, b'silo, you're not over bechlal. There's no klal of chetzi shir osim in atayir b'bal yirah. Because of this kasha, that's the Shagas Ari's Yisoid. The emes is this smach and asach rishoinim like this also, the Tosfos Rid, Ram Chalava. And a lot of other rachmanim argue, and it's taka, it's a big tumulish. Is there an iser of chetzi shir b'bal yirah? That's the shir. Chetzi shir b'bal yirah. Is there an iser chetzi shir b'bal yirah? Is a machloikis, the Shagas Ari, mikoyach this kasha, and emzon that there isn't. But let's fear it. If you'll assume that there is an iser of chetzi shir b'bal yirah, that if a person has a half a kezayis even, he's going to be over an Isser the Raisa of Bal Yirah, just he won't get an Oynish. If Oynish he anyway is not getting, what's the Nafka mean? The Menches Chinuch, and this is classic Menches Chinuch, he always does this. It's Nafka Mina for Shavua.
Why is Isser always talking
in English? That's we're setting this up to Berlin. Avad. Over first, a few basic Nafka Minas to Boyois in it. The Menches Chinuch does this in many mitzvahs. He talks about this. It's always his litmus test. If a person makes a shavua, a laver al divrei Torah, the shavua is not chal. A person makes a shavua, he's going to eat chazer. Or that he's going to be over Bal Yirah. He swears that he's going to have chametz in his house. The shavua is not chal. He's over Bal Yirah, but he's not over shavua. Because einish bo in laver al divrei Torah. And the klal is, this we showing him like this, einish bo in laver al divrei Torah is only on Isser hamafurish b'kro. Only on Isser hamafurish b'kro. And he's going to get upset now, because now we're going to say, chetzi shir is not mafurish b'kro. Chetzi shir is not mefurish b'kro. It's a separate yalfusa, ki kol oichel chelev, the gemara yuma. So it's not mefurish b'kro. Hagam, we bavorn before that, it's the love of chazer, it's the love of Bal Yirah, but it's not mefurish b'kro. Therefore, if a person would swear, l'moshel, that he's going to keep a chetzi kezayis of chametz in his house, he's going to be, and he doesn't, he's going to be over the shvua. Because the shvua is not connected to the mefurish b'kro. And that could be the nafkamina beishamay beisil. If a person made a shavua, as the Menachas Chinuch says, and he uses this a lot of times in a lot of sugis, if you would make a shavua that you're going to have chametz in your house on a shtikel of chametz that's larger than a kezai, smaller than a kesevis, beisil would say the shavua is not chal. It was a nishbal avral divrei toira. And beishamay would say no, since the shir is kesevis and his shavua was on less than that, the shavua would be chal. That's the nafkamina. Demis says there's another nafkamina. But it's not geschmack to say that that's pshat and the machloek is pshat and basil because it's a derabbanon dikin afkamina. But I'm clearing if it's true. I'll leave this as to the shailim, as a shailim. You know, there's a din of chametz shavrol of a pesach, which is a machloekis tanoim. If that's a doiraisa, there's a separate pasuk. And the other sheet is that it's only a derabbanon. What's the derabbanon of chametz shavrol of a pesach? A knas, because you were over bali ra. If you were over bali ra, we give you a knas. The chametz is usher even afterwards. What if someone was over bali ra and chetzi shir? Is that chametz usher b'hano after pesach? Al chametz shavrol of a pesach. I'm clearing. It could be the knas of chametz shavrol of a pesach is only on azach chometz that you echt go over the shear of Bal Yiro. Efshir chetzi shear doesn't warrant that gezeira. It's an afkemina between Beisham and Beisilo. If a person left over a piece between Kazaris and Kisevas, like Beisham, it wouldn't be usher after Pesach. Because he wasn't over the etzim deirais of Bal Yiro. Avada, that alone can't suffice. We need a hezber, we need an afkemina in the machlekes Beisham and Beisilo, the darshaning psukim. So, okay, for the list of nafkeminas, you can add it to the list, but it can't be the nafkemina, because it's only a derabonandike issue. Now, the assumption of the question was, and we have to now go into it, the assumption of this question was that you don't get Malkus on Bal Yiro. If we can work out that there's Malkus for Bal Yiro, then the whole, that's the other chetzi of the shir. Then we worked it out. Because Avada, there's going to be a Machlekes, you'll get Malkus by Chometz, by Bal Yiro, and the Machlekes by Shama Vesil, you get Malkus by Kazai, so by Kesevs. So what's it about? One reason why you don't get Malkus by Bal Yiro is because it's a Lav Shein by Maisa. The Rambam brings down that reason. And the Rambam says that a person is not getting Malkus when he's over Bal Yiro because it's a Lav Shein by Maisa. But the Rambam fears always famous Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Umatzah Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel. The reason why you don't get Malkus by Bal Yiro is because it's a Lav Shein by Maisa, and this the Rambam does in many places, a Lav Shein by Maisa, that you grad a dira Maisa. You went and grad a dira in an oifen of Maisa. The Rambam sheet is, in many places, there's theories about it, but the Rambam sheet in many places is, you get Malkus. So the Rambam says, Chlor, his words are, if you bought chametz on Pesach, or chimtza, you made chametz, you took flour and water and you made chametz, you'll get Malkus for Bal Yiro. Because the whole reason you don't get Malkus for Bal Yiro is because it's a Lav Shein by Maisa. But if you did it by day of Maisa, you'll get Malkus. If we'll stop right there, we're good to go. If a person made chametz on Pesach, he's going to get Malkus, but it's going to be a Machloikis, Beishame, Beisilo. When does he get Malkus? Only if he did a Kazayis, or like Beishame, only if he made a Kesevis. Of course, this is a very famous Rambam. There's a Reb Chaim on it also, and a lot of Achronim on it. Because there's another reason that you don't get Malkus by Bal Yiro, besides the reason of Lav Shein by Maisa. Lav! It's nitik teresi of tashbisu. And that's not really the topic of tonight's share, but it's Yaduah. There's Reb Chaim, there's Minchas Chinuch, there's a yam of Mahalchem, the Shara Melech Barichos over there, all talk about it in Hilchos Chometz Umatzah, Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel. How can the Rambam name on that the only reason you don't get Malkus by Bal Yiro is because it's Lav Shein B'Maisa, and therefore if you do a Maisa, you will get Malkus. There's another reason you don't get Malkus, because it's Lav HaNitik Le'ese. It's nitik teresi of tashbisu. And that opens up, of course, the famous tashbisu topic, which is not tonight's topic, to explain why Tashbisu is not a Lav HaNitik Le'esei, the Tashbisu is before, the Tashbisu is an Isser essay, the Tashbisu is not a din in the Chefts of the Chometz. There's a lot of Torahs why it's not a Lav HaNitik Le'esei. But if you'll assume it's a Lav HaNitik Le'esei, and then Vaita, you don't get Malkus, so then we're back stuck to the Kasha. So what's the Nafkamina, Beisham, Beisil, Lagabi, the Shir? So one more Nafkamina, Cheshmin Nafkamina, Lacha, but we want to get to the meat, but another Nafkamina, interesting, I think there's a Yediyah, there's a Tumim, the Yerbiyanis Naibishitz, he says, if a person's over a Lav, you become Pasal Eidus. If you're over a Lav She'ein by Maisa, you don't become Pasal Eidus. You only become Pasal Eidus if you do an Echdig Lav, a Lav She'ein by Malkus. But the Tumim is Machadish, if you're over a Lav a Nitik L'Esei, the Oifen of Maisa, you made Chometz, but it's Nitik L'Esei, even if you did the Nitik, you don't get Malkus. Lav a Nitik L'Esei, you don't get Malkus. But it's a Chomer of enough Lav that you become Pasal Eidus. Pasal Eidus is yet. Even if you did the Nitik. Nu, weiter, Machloik is Beisham and Beisil. If a person made Chometz on Pesach, larger than a Kazai, smaller than a Kesevis, Beisil is going to say he's Pasul Eidus. And Beisham is going to say, no, he's not Pasul Eidus. Because the Chayre, if you did Chetzi Shir, you don't become Pasul Eidus. You have to do a Shir. So again, we're looking at Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina for the Chetzi Shir? It's an Nafkamina for Pasul Eidus. Now the emes is, even if you want to say that Bal Yiro is a mythical essay, there are many ways out in the Shara Melech and other achroinim that maybe there's an oifen that it's not going to be nitik lesi. And Lamosha, let's spell it out clear. This guy on Pesach went and made chametz. Again, it can't be that his stamas had leftovers that he had left from the house, because then you're not going to get malchus anyways, because of the first reason, because it's a lav shein by maisa. So for starters, we're talking about that this fellow actually went and made chametz on Pesach. And he was over the lav in oifen of maisa. He went and made chametz. So he's over Bal Yiro, the oifen of maisa. He should get malchus. But then we confront the second option. He still shouldn't get malchus. Fakert. It's nitik lesi. Go destroy it. So there are many afanim that he can't destroy. Let's say that he did it on the last day of Pesach and it's Chal B'Shabbos. And on Shabbos you can't burn the chametz. And on Shabbos, you can't even grind up the chametz mefar v'zayir al ruach because it's toichin, malachas toichin, and therefore you can't do it. So you're stuck in a quandary. You can't do the nitik lesser. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. Yeah, say that. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, the son-in-law of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger had a son-in-law, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. He wrote Hagoyis on the Shara Melech, the Maisa Choshev. It was Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, the chasna of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. He comes up with a case. If a person made the chametz and he made it in the shape of a Yud Kei Vofkei, he made it in the shame of Hashem's name, and I'll destroy it. Lav derais, and I'll destroy it. So that's you. And you were over the lava bal yirah, and you, it's not nitik lesser. You're stuck. Hagam be'emes. What do you mean? In mitzvahs, you can do it physically. You can go do it. You'll be over the lava v'lo sasa niti l'Hashem alikasa. But you did it. But vayis nechinem zano. If you prevented because of an iser, the chilul Shabbos of grinding it, or the iser of mechikas shame, so you're going to get malchus because it's a lava that's not nitik lesser. Another way how it's not nitikal essay is if you hold that bir chametz needs dafka sreifa. So then simply, if you went and destroyed it in another way, now you're stuck. You went and destroyed it in another way. You were over the lav, you made the chametz. After you made the chametz, you went and you, again, if you hold bir chametz b'chol dover, there's no way you could mess up. You went and destroyed it, adarabi, you did it, But if you hold that bir chametz is sreifa, you went and destroyed your opportunity, bitloy. You ruined your option. Bitloy, I don't mean of bitl chametz. I mean the bitloy of mesef demakas, of lava nitik lesser. You ruined your opportunity to do the bitl, to destroy it. Then you'll get malchus. Or be'emes, even if you hold bir chametz b'chol dover, there's still another way to mess yourself up if you tell a goy to go do it. Because if you tell a goy to do it, it's interesting, because we said the teretz before, that when it's chal b'shabbos, you can't do the tashbisu. Is some of the Achroinim asked, I think also, the Maisa Choshev, yes. You could, on Shabbos also, tell a Goy. It says, Pumfaker, a Goy did it, so it's not Shlichus, and therefore you didn't do Tashbisu. I was like, I have a case where you'll get Malchus. You went and made Chametz on Pesach, and then you told a Goy to go destroy it. You didn't do the Tashbisu. So now you were over a lot, but Oifen Maisa, and it wasn't in the class.
Why do you say that if it's because of an
issa,
that's not called nitikul
asay. I thought I was. I performed that. You see the achronim. Are you the revealing? Yeah, the achronim talk about that concept. That when you only prevent it because of a zaytik thing. In the I think we went through what.
Who said that if the issa tashbishu is a tashbishu group by the rabbis, right? Or if it's just tashbishu, get rid of it. Who says that?
Avada, that's a whole separate shear of Tashbisu, and we're going to try to stick to the Bal Yirah. Now, I think we traveled through the Bal Yirah Tashbisu issue of Nitik Lesser. Let's just recap where we're holding and what we want to do now, because now we're going to start. This was the Hakdom, and now we're going to start. We're discussing that a person went and made Chametz, because otherwise you're not going to get Malchus, Lav Shem Yomaisa. And then we had the thing that, to be over Bal Yirah, state the Machloikas, Beshame Besilil, that by Sa'ar the Shear is a Kazayis. And Besilil says, always the Shear is Kazayis. Cypher, Achila, Cypher, Bal Yirah. But Beis Shammai, because the pasuk was extra, came to a conclusion that by Sa'ar the Shear is a Kazayis, but by Chametz, the Shear is a Kesevis. And the question we were dealing with is, L'chayr, where's the Machalikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, if a person has a shtickle of Chametz larger than a Kazayis, smaller than a Kesevis? That's the frontier where they're arguing. Memarashach, Malchus, we worked out a whole pupil now, but if you assume there's no Malchus, it's Lav She'en by Maisa, it's Lav Anitik Lesse. So you're not going to get Malchus. Being over the Etzem Isser, even if it would be less than a Kesevis, or less than a Kazayis for that matter. And this was our shtel, the Shagasari shtel, where's the Machkimina? Shagasari, because of his kasha, was Machadish. That Chetzi Shir is not Osem HaTorah. So we discussed a few options how to work out Nafkiminas. But we're going to veer off now to like this. There's a Mahalach in the Achroinim, the Tzlach. And also the Hagoyis on the Shara Melech go similar idea. That the MS, this is an interesting twist. The MS is, and Doyle Mulchapna, why I did this again and again. Until now, we were learning, and that's the Pashtus, that the Machloikis, Beishame Beisilo, and say one more time, is in a case when a guy has a Zashtik Lacham, it's larger than a Kazai, smaller than a Kesevis. That's where we're holding. Less than a case, the Kazai is Lakuliam, you're not over. More than a Kesevis, Lakuliam, you are. The Machloikis is in that area, between Kazai and Kesevis. And then our Shmuz was, but there's no Malchus anyways. We had a problem, we dealt with it. Comes the Tzlach, and Mamish from left field, but from a different angle. Maybe there's a different machloikis in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That says, Be'emes, you're right. The kash, let's assume now, everything is in until now, no. The kash is a good kash. Malchus IV is nishdo, the Isser IV is yedo. There's not going to be an afkamin if you made a piece of chametz the size of a kazayis or a kazayis. So where's the machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Herzach tzu. The machloikis is gufa going to be that only like Beis Hillel is Chomet, is Bal Yiron Nitikla Essay, and like Beis Shammai not. And I'm going to explain. The Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is really going to be off on a different frontier, whether Gufa, whether Bal Yiron is Nitik to Essay. I'm going to say two knages how to explain this. That Davka like Beis Hillel is Chomet's Nitikla Essay. In Beis Shammai, and it comes out a twist here, Beis Shammai is going to be the Chumra. Pashat Yilam, Beis Shammai is the Kula. You're only over if it's a Kesevis. Put the Shurim on the side. The Machloikis is going to be that Gufa Beis Hillel holds that it's Nitikla Essay, Beis Shammai not. Why? For one of two reasons. First of all, the tzlach, it's a wunder, it's a big arichas there. I want to touch on to one part of it. Beis Hillel says everything is always kazayis. The achila, the sa'or, the chametz, the bal yirah. The shir is always kazayis. There's a correlation between the isar achila and the bal yirah. It's always a kazayis. Beis Shammai was the one that snitched in and said, no, by chametz the shir is azoy, by sa'or the shir is azoy. He made chalukim. You know, the pasuk says, I looked a few times, I think that's what the tzlach says, but it's by me it's a wunder. The elim shouldn't have paid it yet. The pasuk says, "Ach b'yoyim harishon tashbisu se'or mibateichem." Frek tzlach. How do you know this tashbisu by chametz? Maybe tashbisu is only by se'or. You know, by bal yirah. The Torah went specifically and said, "Lo yirah lecha chametz," and separately, "Lo yirah lecha se'or." And Beis Hillel said, "Yeah, it's all the same." Beis Shammai got on the spell. No, this difference is a different shear. Like Beis Shammai's gang, there's no tashbisu on chametz, only on se'or. There's no essay of tashbisu on chametz. They tashbisu nor by se'or. He has pilpul maybe for chorus also. Chorus is only by this one, by that one. When you eat it. But let's focus to the Tashbisu. Oy bazoy, like Beis Shammai is going to be a chumra. You get malchus when you oy bal yirah. Because the whole reason why you said you don't get, in a case when you made the chametz, again, I'm avoiding lav she'en be'mai. So you went and made the chametz. Chimsoy, you made it. Oifen mais. Now there's another reason you don't get malchus as lav anitik le'esei. Like Beis Hillel ta'kajeo, but like Beis Shammai, there's no nitik. There's no Tashbisu on chametz. A similar gang I saw, the same idea that it's going to be the nafkemina in Beis Shammai, that you won't get malchus, is because, you know, like Beis Shammai, the shear of bal yirah by chametz is kaisevis. But the shear of Tashbisu, that we didn't see a chilik. The shear of Tashbisu was kazayas. That itself shows me that it's not nitik le essay. How could you say that there's a lav, a bal yirah, that's nitik to the essay of Tashbisu, if it doesn't have the same shear? The bal yirah is a kesevis, and the Tashbisu is a kazayas. That itself shows you that it can't be nitik. It can't have nitik if the gedarim aren't the same. You have a foul that you weren't over the lav, you are have still the essay. How could you tell me that the essay, the matar of the essay, is to nitik the lav? Let's point it to the case. You had less than a kaisevis, so you weren't over the lav. And there's still already an essay of Tashbisu there. Those advice to me that it's not nitik. Come to Christ in this kind of a gang, the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not going to be genoy when he has a shtickle larger than a kazayis, more than a kaisevis. That taka we couldn't dig up enough, Kimi. I mean, we did before, but now we're going that you can't. Nor where's the machlokes that, like Beis Shammai, there's no nitik like Beis Hillel there is.
Why doesn't it say the same thing according to Beis Hillel? Hagam the shiurim are the same, but the shteknish can tashbisu by
no, because so that the tzlach explains like Beis Hillel that we saw that we already said it's tzrichas, so that shows you that it's always going to be the same. Only in Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel already made the tzrichas and said we already see that it's synonymous to Aron Chometz. We're not going to make chalukim. Beis Shammai, you dug in and made the chalukim, then we start being paid. Oh, here's that only saar, maybe only saar. It's Beis Shammai's tzugang that deals with such things. So that's a derech halimo that the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not what it seems to be. The machlokes is not in the shtick of the case when the chametz is larger than a kazayis, more than a kazayis. Vu lik the machlokes gor in the taitzavit, whether there's going to be a nitik. But it's a funny thing because then Beis Shammai is the chumra. Pashas Beis Shammai was mekel that you're not over by chametz, but you're on, unless it's a kazayis. In the pilpul we said no, it's fakir. Beis Shammai is machmir that you get malchus because it's not nitik lesi. In the minchas chinuch I found. He says, punk fakert, and I want to stall on it for a few minutes. Very interesting mice. But we'll start from scratch. We're going to tie this all in, but let's start with some basics. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. We didn't mention it yet. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Ha'oichel Chametz. See the Rambam. Beforehand, we were discussing Halacha Gimel, the din that Bal Yiroz, Alav She'in by Maise, and that when you do it in an oifen of maisa, you get malchus. We dealt with the nitik. But you have the other Rambam now. Perak Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Ha'oichel mena chametz atzmai b'pesach. If you eat chametz on Pesach, kol shehu, you're over an iser mena toira. Shenemer lo yeyochel chametz. You don't get malchus, but you're over an iser da'iraisa of lo yeyochel chametz. Now everyone goes to town of this Rambam. The Rambam paskins chesed shirasa mena toira anyways. And here the Rambam is saying a new word, that by achilas chametz, if you eat a mashmu, you're over a lav d'oraisa of loy, a special separate pasuk loyei ochel the rabbis that even a mashu. The emes is to tell it. No one knows where the Rambam got it from. Chazal learned out other things from this loyei ochel. Chizki learns out that chametz is even aser b'hano, and the famous sugi of Chizki Ravo says everything. Whenever it says achil, it means aser b'hano. And Chizki says no, but derech kal not over here loyei ochel to teach you that it's aser b'hano. The Yerushalmi learns out of din that you can't feed a behemoth hefker from chametz. Lo yei ochel, don't feed a behemoth hefker. But the Rambam has a makor somewhere. Lo yei ochel chametz to be marba that you're oivrin avanamash. Mod nizach. What does he need this new separate din? Anyways, chetzi shir is awesome in a Torah. Yeah, and everyone talks about one of the pilpulim, Rabbi Kveger, and the Noi Debi Yehuda. No, there's no malchus. There's no malchus on this issue. He explains, he's saying, it's lav and it's not malchus.
Why is it no malchus?
Because there's a shir. It doesn't have the shir. Because for it, there's a shir. For the oinish, there's a shir. There's no chorus and there's no malchus. He says, he says malchus marvus, he gets.
What's a shir for the oinish?
Kazayis. Avada. That's the Mishnah says. Lekuli Yama, even there's no machlekes deshan v'silu by Achila. Only by Bal Yehuda. Oh, but there's this issue there, Raisa. Now, what do you need the issue there, Raisa? What happened to Chetzi Shir? So some say, the Pnei Debi Yehuda, Rabbi Kveger, it was that he ate at the last minute of Pesach. Chetzi Shir, Osam and Atayra, is only because it's Chozul et Starufe to another. If you eat Chometz the last second of Pesach, Achon Shepes, Shvir Shepes, of other vils, if you eat it at the end, it's not Chozul et Starufe. The Algemein Adin of Chetzi Shir, Osam and Atayra, Vol Mishka Pasta. Oh, but here you will be over. Because there's a Yalfusa, Lo Yeyachel Chometz, and there's an Isser to eat a Mashu of Chometz. That's a Rambam, and it's Yedua. And I don't want to go into it, it's a big arichas, but the Rambam doesn't mean the algemein din of Chetzi Shir, he means a naya special din by Chometz. And then I saw Minchas Chinuch, I looked at it a few times, they don't know Chiddush. He says, according to this Rambam, that there's an Isser of Chometz by Mashahu, to eat Chometz, careful now, this is a bombshell, hu adin, yesh lodin, that there should be Bal Yiro on a Mashu. Because Bal Yiro is about Chometz, that you're not allowed to eat. And if you're not allowed to eat a Mashu, there should be Bal Yiro on Mashu. Without the topic of Chetzi Shir, and without the Shagasari, that there's no Chetzi Shir by Bal Yiroh, put that all on the side. Zoktim and Cheschinich, direct connection here. There's an Isser to eat a Mashu, so there's Bal Yiroh on a Mashu. And then he says, this idea is going to goof be the Machlokes Beishame Beis Hillel, and I'll explain, and it's going to goof be Talim Beishame Beis Hillel. And it's only going to be like Beis Hillel Beis Chiddush. And that's going to be the Nafkamini to Beishame Beis Hillel. Why? Beis Hillel said the Shir was always Kazayas. Sai by Achila, Sai by Chomet, Sai by Sa'or. We're always consistent. There's a direct correlation. Bal Yiroh and Achila. It always has the Shear of Kazayas. No Shinuim, always Kazayas. Beisham is the one that starts behandling with it. Here the Shear is Kosevis, here the Shear is Kazayas. Mishpil Tzacharumet. Zokta Minchas Chinuch. Loit Beis Hillel. That we see that it's always consistent. So if you have a new din here in the Rambam, that there's an Isser to eat a Mashu. If there's an Isser to eat a Mashu, then Tzadav Zayin a Bal Yiroh on a Mashu. Mashenkin like Beis Shammai, that we anyway saw that the Shurim are not correlated by Chometz. Avada is Isser to eat a Kazayis, and the Bal Yiroh is only a Kosevis. You see that we're not connecting them. So then, like Beis Shammai also, you won't have this new twist that there's Bal Yiroh and a Mashu. Oh, but like Beis Hillel? Like Beis Hillel, since there's an Isser in Halacha Zayin to eat a Mashu, who adin there's a lav d'oraisa of Bal Yiroh on a Mashu.
Does anyone say not like that?
What?
Does anybody say that?
Yeah, you know who says not like that? The Mishnah in Beitza, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. What does the Mishnah say in Daf Beis Amud Aleph? That there's a machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What's the shear of Bal Yiroh? Beis Shammai says, by Sa'or the shear is a Kazayis, and by Chometz the shear is a Kesevis. And Beis Hillel says, no, Zev is Zev, the Kazayis, Sai by Chometz, and Sai by Sa'or, the shear of Bal Yiroh is Kazayis. What's the shear Kazayis? According to this tremendous, it's a pella. According to this tremendous chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, it's a chiddush as it is, but he wants to say that since there's an Isser to eat a Mashu, that directly correlates that there's also Bal Yiroh on a Mashu. So if there's a Bal Yiroh on a Mashu, so then what does Beis Hillel say to Shir is Kazayis? The Minchas Chinuch took a loss. Since like Beis Hillel, you see that's always connected, so we say they're connected, but then we just lost the whole thing. Why does the Mishnah say that the Shir of Bal Yiroh is Kazayis? If there's always going to be a Bal Yiroh on a Mashu. So if you learn that there's Malchus by Bal Yiroh, that's the beginning of the Shir. If you learn that there's Malchus by Bal Yiroh, so then Avadi, you need Kazayis for the Malchus. But, and if Oyum Chafu were doing that, we're doing a very interesting thing. The Gedolei Achronim all asked, what's the Nafkamina between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? If there's anyways no Malchus by Bal Yiroh, which we discussed, then it's a touchy issue. But if you learn there's no Malchus by Bal Yiroh, what's the Nafkamina Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? And we've discussed it, I think. On this Menchus Chinuch, I'm asking the same kasha, but with a twist. In Beis Hillel Alei! The Minchas Chinuch comes and says that the emes is a Bal Yiroh on a Mashu because it's also to eat chametz a Mashu. It's a Bal Yiroh on a Mashu. And Ichazer Ibad Achroinim's Kasha between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in Beis Hillel Alei. If Taket is an idea that there's Bal Yiroh on a Mashu because it's also to eat a Mashu, and anyways, even when there is a Kazayis, you don't get Malchus. So what's the Tachlis of Beis Hillel saying that the Shir is a Kazayis? So you can Chazer with what we said before for Psul Eidus, for this, for the Minchas Chinuch of Shvuah, you can come up with things.
Malchus.
If there's Malkus by Baal Yerod, that's the Nafkamina. But if you learn that there's no Malkus, it's Lava Nitik Le'ese, it's Lav She'en by Maisa. We're putting that together. If you on the tzad, we're always playing on both ends. If you learn that there's no Malkus by Baal Yerod, because it's a Lava Nitik Le'ese, because it's Lav She'en by Maisa, some Rishon hold, even if you make chametz, it's still Lav She'en by Maisa. Lav She'en by Maisa is a set rule. It doesn't make a difference. You graded it a Maisa. Not everyone holds like that. So we don't get off the start. There's no Malkus by Baal Yerod. If there's no Malkus by Baal Yerod, you know, the emphasis, we're not doing justice. An interruption for a second. When the Achronim asked this kasha, that anyways, there's no Malkus, so what's the Nafkamina? They prove it Minei Bey in the Sugya. You know, Beishame was all in the spall that Chometz and Sa'ar have a different shear, because why did the Torah say it twice? And the objective of that Gemara is, the Gemara says, let's learn out one from the other. Frekta Pnei Yeshu, Minei Bey. How could you learn out one from the other? Ain't Unchen Min Adin. So what, the Torah would have to say both? And he says, no, Aslavi is no Malkus, so there's no problem of Ain't Unchen Min Adin. Is Minei Bey, we're going that there's no Malkus. So if there's no Malkus, this was our big shtel now. What the Achroinim asked between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, I'm asking flat out on Beis Hillel. I have him in Minchas Chinuch. He says that according to Beis Hillel, since there's an Issa to eat a Mashu, there's a Baal Yerah on a Mashu. So what does Beis Hillel mean? That there's a Shear of Kezias for Baal Yerah. Malkus, Saivi, and Issa. I think we said that already. And if there's no Malkus, so what's the difference if it's a Kezias or not? So I thought...
When did the Rambam say was that Issa?
The Issa of Mashu of the Rambam is on Achila.
Where in...
So I want to say I'm asking. He doesn't talk about this. This is our kasha. And if you got the Olam Chaps, we're asking what the Achroinim asked on delving between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We're now in Beis Hillel Alein, not understanding if there's a Baal Yerah and a Mashu. What's the tachlis of saying that the Shear is Kezias? So I have two options, maybe more. But let's start this din of the Rambam that is also to eat chametz a Mashu. It's only during the 7 days of Pesach. You know, Erev Pesach, it's osur midoiraisa to eat chametz from chatzois. And the Rabbanon a few hours earlier, check in Blumenkrantz exactly where, what time it starts, but there's an isser to eat an Erev Pesach. The Rambam's din of that it's osur mashahu is only on the Shiva Yom and Alein. It doesn't apply on the day before. Because that separate lav of lo ye'ochel chametz, the Shiva's Yom, that pasuk says in the first, and the Rambam says, ba Pesach. There's a separate pasuk is what teaches us that there's an Isser of Chometz and Erev Pesach. That pasuk doesn't have this tknech of the Rambam. It's first like that. You know, we said, what does the Yerushalmi learn after this Loya Yochel Chometz? The Yenala the feet of Behemah of Hefker. That also is only on Pesach, not on the Sheish Shois. And another thing is, what about Chometz of... One second. Chometz Nukshe and Taroivis. It could be by Chometz Nukshe and Taroivis you don't have this Rambam of Mashu. There the Shir has to be a Kezayis. Now, every one of these is a touchy issue, which is a whole shit by itself, but let's just spell them out. Is there Baal Yerah only during the 7 days? Or there's even Baal Yerah from the 6 hours? Big machlokes v'shenem. Big machlokes v'shenem. Tashbisu starts from Chatzois. But is that Megala that the Baal Yerah and the Baal Yimotza also is from Chatzois? Or no? Kshute shel mikra, lo Yerah, shivas yomin. It's a big topic. We're not doing justice to it now, but suffice it that the Stiris in the Rambam about it, Stiris in Rashi in a few places himself, Loit the sheet is that this Baal Yerah from already Erev Pesach. So we have Moir the Kazakh. What's the shear of Baal Yerah during those 6 hours? Over there, the shear is going to be Kazakhs. The whole Chab of the Minchas Chinuch that the shear is a Mashu, because it's also to eat a Mashu, so this Baal Yerah of a Mashu, is only on the 7 days of Pesach. Erev Pesach from Chatzois. Loit the tzad that this Baal Yerah, the shear is going to be Kazakhs.
Where are you going to get Kazakhs from?
If you made a Kazakhs of Chatzois.
Yeah, but why do you say it's Kazakhs on Erev Yantif? Why isn't it?
No, because Be'etzem the Shear is Kezayis. The whole reason why Gradi or Osaroi Varnamashu is because there's the separate love of Lo Ye'ochel. And when you have the Lo Ye'ochel, so you have the Baal Yerah. But that's only on the 7 days. B'doimel is the Chometz Nukshen Taruvis. Is there Baal Yerah on Chometz Nukshen Taruvis? Again, it's a major issue, which we're not talking about. It's Machlokes Rishonim. It's Be'etzem Pshat in the Mishnah. Elu Oivrim Ba'Pesach. And then the Mishnah says seven kinds of different Chometz Taruvis and Nukshen. What does it mean, Elu Oivrim Ba'Pesach? Machlokes Rishonim. Elu Oivrim Min Hashulchan. Don't eat it. Well, Elu Oivrin Min Ha'Oilam, or Elu Oivrin Ba'al Yerah, three options. You're Oivr Ba'al Yerah. It's Machlokes Rishonim, if it's only Asur Ba'achil, or even Ba'al Yerah. If you'll name on that this Ba'al Yerah and Chametz Nukshe V'Taruvis, what's the Shear? The Shear is Kezayis. There you don't have the Mashu. The Knej of the Minchas Chinuch, that if you balk is an Isser to eat a Mashu of Chametz, therefore it's also Is Asur to Ba'al Yerah of a Mashu of Chametz, doesn't apply by Erev Pesach, and doesn't apply by Nukshen Taroivis. And so it's a twist, but it's a pilpul. That's where you're going to have the Shear Kezayis. During the Shivas Yomim, it's never negated the Kezayis. And I'll chazur it again. Because Malkus Ivi and Nishdo. It's Lav Shein Bei Maisa and all that. And Issa you have anyways.
He started the Shia by saying that the reason it's Bani Yehuda is because of Kulas.
Excellent, that's the next step. But let's start from a twist and bring it in. There's a Rishash. Excellent. There's a Moira de Kazach, there's a Rishash. You know, Beishami got up and said, since there's two psukim, it says, Lo yirah lecha sa'ar, lo yirah lecha chametz. And he didn't hold like Vesil that there's a tzricha, so one is chametz luksha, one is chimutzei kashi made a tzricha. He didn't hold it a tzricha, so he came to a conclusion that the shear of Bal Yirah is different. That what? And assumingly, sa'ar is mochamer. So sa'ar was kezayis. And since it's an extra pusuk, must be that it teaches you that the shear by chametz, the shear of Bal Yirah is? Okay, Sevis. Frekta Rishash, it's an out of the box question. Who told Beis Shammai that by Seor the Shir is Kezayis and by Chometz the Shir is a Kezayis? No, not Faker, careful. Avada Seor is more Chomer than Chometz. But who told Beis Shammai that the Shir of Seor is Kezayis and Chometz is a larger Shir? Kezayis? Maybe Faker. Chometz the Shir is Kezayis and by Seor it's a smaller Shir. A Seoira, not Chetzi Shir, careful. Maybe there's a Shir. Seoira, Kadosho. You know, we have the Sagam of Shiurim. There's other places where there's smaller Shiurim. I mean, the Tzrichas of the Pasuk led Beis Shammai to come to a conclusion that it's a different Shir. Veritem gezocht that by Seoir it's a Kezayis. And by Chometz it's a Koiseves. Maybe by Chometz the Shir is Kezayis. And he should come to the conclusion that by Seoir, the Bali Rav Seoir, should even be on less. Even on a Kadosho. And this wouldn't be al chetzi shir; it would be a moir de gezach that the isra of Bal Yirah is b'chadosha.
But it's a
So you could say that. I want to go with the Rishash's nusach. The Rishash says, since the and we're going to get stuck now, mamash azay, and we're framing ourselves. But let's see what happens. Zok the Rishash, it's a one liner. He says, since the Torah says, ach bayayim arishin tashbisu vayirol chachametz. Why? Ki kol eichel chametz v'nichrusa. The whole matorah and the reason we started this for a Mosan Adler and the pasuk. The purpose of Bal Yirah is in order to prevent you from Chas V'Shalom coming to the Chorus. Zok the Rishash. Since there's no Chorus unless then a Kezayis, it can't be that there's going to be Bal Yirah unless then a Kezayis. I'm going to say it again because we stepped on something. Beis Shammai knew that there's two Pesukim. He has to come to a conclusion that it's a different Shir. And he did. He said that the Chometz is Kaiseves. He could not come to the conclusion that the Seor is a Kezayis. And so Chometz is Kezayis. And Seor should even be less. Kadoshek is Seor. He knew that there's a limit. He can't dip under the Kazayas shear. Falsa Nishdokin Korasa Vena Gavia Kazayas. Kenish Zain can't be that there's a Bal Yirah less than a Kazayas. Now, Rabbi Isai, Bal Yirah Erev Pesach. There's no Koras Erev Pesach. Let a lot of Rishonim, there's Bal Yirah already from Chatzos. There's no Koras if you eat Nuksha and Tarovis. No one holds this Koras if you eat Nuksha and Tarovis. Let a lot of Rishonim, there's Bal Yirah. And Gay Freg, I'll tell you why. And it's not a steer to this idea. The Baal Chometz is such a chomer de gezach that if you eat it in the right time, in the right place, in the right matzah, it's going to be karis. So the Torah was so careful and said, you know what? It shouldn't even be in your house, Baal Yirah, Baal Yimotzei. And I can hear that as a preventative measure. I'm not dealing with a drabbanim. I'm saying pshat and taimish al mikra. But that, therefore, already from Chatzos Hayoin, Baal Yirah, Baal Yimotzei. So you shouldn't come to karis at night. And what's the other one? Even by Nukshan Taruvis, it shouldn't be in your house. So you shouldn't come to eat Chometz Gomer and have karis. So what is azoy shver that you should even be also b'chadosha? Because maybe you'll come to Karis if you eat a kezayis. But vice dechois, I'm not saying a teretz or a kasha, I just want to say a hagdora. Vice dechois, the Rishash understood that, yeah, from a different zman, it makes sense that from already from chatzois this Bal Yirah, because you might come to Karis. That he understood. As a preventative, even on nuksha and tarovis you shouldn't have in your house, so you shouldn't come to Karis. Or b'legabi the shir, the Rishash held it was definitive. There's no chorus unless than a kezayis. There was no Bal Yirah. Beis Shammai wants to come to the conclusion from two psukim that it's a different shear. He had to upgrade, not downgrade. He had to say that the chometz, the sa'ar is kezayis, and vice the chometz from the alfusa, that it's a separate pasuk that the chometz went upgraded. Because the Rishash's vart is not legabi all details we saw, but legabi the shear. It's a set rule. It can't be this Bal Yirah unless then a shear that comes to Karis. The Olam realizes this is exactly Gnoi, not like the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch had spoken out that if Baal is an Isser to eat Chometz of Mashu, different is Bal Yirah on Mashu. There's no Karis on Mashu. And then, by the way, it's a different twist. The Menchas Chinuch was having its Chetzi shear of this Rambam. In the Rashash, we were talking about his new out-of-the-box question. Maybe there should be a shear of Adosha. But L'chayr, it's the same idea. Is it possible that there should be a Bal Yirah on a shear less than it would be shaykh to Karis. The Minchas Minach held here, the Chodesh on the Shivas Yomim, there's an Isser of Bal Yoron and Mashu, and the Rishash's idea was that fundamentally it can't be Zazach. The Baal the Torah says the time of Bal Yoros, he shouldn't come to Karis. It stays there, it doesn't switch out, it blibes like that.
But it's Karis, huh? The Minchas
Chinuch
also doesn't say that's
Karis. No, and the Minchas Chinuch there could be Bal Yiro and a Mashu, in spite of the fact that on that Mashu you don't get Karis. So there's a Machlokes Rishash and Minchas Chinuch. We saw that Bal Yiro, which is a derisa that could preventative, could apply even at an earlier time before the Karis kicks in, at a different material of Chametz, Nuksha, that doesn't fit in, but it's a preventative. But can there be a preventative on less than a shear, because you might come to eat the shear? Machlokes Minchas Chinuch and Rishash from two different places. The Rishash's issue was discussing whether it would have been possible to have a handle that there should be a shear of Adosha. In the Minchas Chinuch, Lefi HaEmes, he says that this Taka and Isra Bal Yiron and Mashu, and not even Mitzad Chetzi Shir.
Why didn't you come on to Karis? Why didn't you just say
because it's the loss of the Rishash?
That's a din of Achila. So
that was your. I heard that you said it a few minutes ago before we started the Rishash, and I'm saying it different. We're going with the Rishash's. So that would have been another gather. That's flat out Tolin Achila. But the way the Rishash said it, I'll use the Sprach. The Bal Yiron has to be mirrored by the Karis, and again. With a little flexibility, Erev Pesach led a lot of Rishonim, it starts already from Chatzos and Nuksha, but for the Shir, the Bal Yiro is mirrored, correlated to the what would have been the Karis. Now we've discussed...
saying that the Mishnah Bayil, the Machlokes
Rishonim... Erev Pesach with Nuksha, Frankston. We've discussed a little bit whether there's a Isser of Bal Yiro on less than a kezayis. And the truth is, if you keep in cheshbon, we've discussed it from a few different angles. We had a Rishash that wanted to know on Beishami, maybe there should be a Hamtsov, a Dosha. We talked about the Shagas Aryeh in the beginning of the Shir, the Handel Stamos, the Gedorim of Chetzik Shirosim and Atayr, whether it applies Chetzik Shirosim and Atayr. And we discussed them in Cheschinach, which is a different fort, that has a takeoff of the Raisa, the Gedin of Loye Ochel, which is on a Mashu, that should maybe affect that there's Bal Yiron on a Mashu. And so we've discussed Bal Yiron on a Mashu on a few different angles. Oh, yeah, it's a sore topic. There's a lot on that, but I want to put that on the side. That's an interesting Maisa. Yeah, I know about that. Someone wanted to say if a guy made Chometz right at the end of Pesach, and he made so far, let's say, a Kezayis, and it has to be Chozetz Tarufe, and someone told me today that would be the Nafkamina Beshama Besil. Does it have to be enough time left to Pesach that he can still make a Koseves? Or it's enough that there's enough time in Pesach, Farmer can only make a Kezayis? Another Nafkamina. For the Beshama Besil, Dos Alein. If the person was making the Chametz right near the end of Pesach, he was making it, and he didn't make a Kezayis. And is it Chazal's Rizal? Well, it depends. He has enough time to make a Kezayis. But he doesn't have enough time to make a kaiseves. No, das wird sein enough gemine beisham beisil. Yeah, someone told me that today. There's an interesting kasha from Rabbi Kveger. Others say it's the kasha from the mother of Rabbi Kveger, and I want to tie it in over here. The mama from Rabbi Kveger correct as that kasha, and we're going to bring it back to us. There's a gemara in Gittin Daf Zayin that says gemara in a few places. The hemten shel tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takol al yodom. Afilo behemten shel tzadikim chamoyri shel Rav Pinchas ben Yor, tzadik can't come to a takol. Tzadik Hashem watches that he can't come to a takol. A Gemara, havtocha from the Gemara. Behemten shel tzadikim atzmon lo kol shkein. The Gemara, tzadik can't come to a nichshol. Frek Toysis, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel korah v'hi. Rabbi Shmuel was reading by the light of a candle. And he came and was a nichshol, and he said he's going to win the Beis Hamikdash. Comes Avi Chatos Shmeino. Frektoy says, how could Rabbi Shmuel have come to be nichshol? What about the Havtoch of the Gemara? Tzadikim loy kol shkein don't come to a nichshol. Everyone knows the Toysis. What does Toysis say? That the Havtoch of the Gemara is only on Inyanei Achila. But to be nichshol chil Shabbos, second pasir. Frektzich the Mama from Kveger, the Be'er Hativ in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach brings B'shem Darizal. Hanizer mechometz kol haPesach. A person's nizer from chometz against Pesach. Muvtach loy, shelo yech tekoloise hashonah. You get avtocha. You're not going to do any averus against me. No, that's already chilas. Chilas chometz. So lechayre, if Rabbi Shmuel, he's a tzaddik, he can't come to be nechshal in achilas chometz. So that he can't come to be nechshal, and he has the avtocha of the Gemara on that. So then he already kicks in the avtocha of the Arizal that he won't do a chayt. Well, yeah, how is he nechshal in the? And in Shabbos, as I fretz of the mamma for Rabbi Kveger. So, the erste teretz is, that the Haftochas Arizal maybe starts in the time of the Arizal. Maybe it doesn't start before. I don't know in the Gedorim of Haftochas Arizal if he's in Yonim that when it's Galad, Chas V'Shalom, he was in Yonim that when it's Galad, does it mean for that Kufa or was it Farden? If it's only Mizman Darizal. Another Tarot says that the Haloshin of the Berhetiv is Muvtach Loy Shalayech Tekoloise Ashono. When does the year warranty end off? It's a Pashat Zach. It does not include next year Pesach. Because if it would include next year Pesach, that means next year Pesach is not doing any Averis, then the Arizal shouldn't have said it's a year warranty. He should have said it's an automatic one-time life warranty. If you weren't Nichshel and Chametz once, you kicked it off for the whole life. Elamai Farshteitzach, the warranty of the Arizal is till the next year Erev Pesach. So it's from Chatzot, but till the next year Pesach. Maybe the story of Rabbi Shmuel Karavihita happened on Shabbos Cholamoid Pesach. And Avad, it's 4 days into Pesach, Lomazogin. And Avad, he was so far not Nichshel and Achilus Chametz for sure. Oh, but the Haftochas Arizal didn't kick in yet. Because the Haftochas Arizal has to be, you got to deliver a full Pesach. Someone asked me a Bechir Yediyah Kasha, but we know that he's not going to. Why can't he have the Arizal's Haftocha? There's a Gemara. The Gemara states that he's not going to be Nichshel. Teretz says the Arizal's Haftocha, you need a delivery. It's not enough that the Gemara says, but you have a Tzadik, he's 4 days into Pesach. The Gemara is made that he's not going to be Nichshel the next 3 days in the Chametz. Oh, but it doesn't shatter the Arizal's din yet. I can hear it.
The
Yisrael's talking
to you.
Yes,
no. You're not
going to
do any
chet. Let me first. We'll discuss. We'll discuss. One second. This is not how I said. The Eretz, we're up to the third Eretz. It's good. Good. I want to say fourth Eretz.
Last night. The Gemara says that man yuchel yamin by shuach hakam. Is it any better than that?
So why didn't Tyson say? Why didn't Tyson say that on Rabbi Shmuel? Okay.
The Gemara says that maybe the person was driving a Vayner when he walked up, and therefore the Tacha doesn't come.
Excellent. Excellent Teretz. Excellent Teretz. I'm asking. Excellent Teretz. Excellent Teretz. I'm asking. Excellent Teretz. I have a kahara for you. Tosfos and Gittin asked, how could Rabbi Shmuel ben Karavihita, what happened to the Haftocha of Tzadikim Atzman? Why didn't Tosfos say your Teretz for that Haftocha also? Why, if your Teretz is good, it should be a Teretz to Tosfos Kasha also?
Because that's on a maybe some Shai game, it's an amazing.
Okay.
Doesn't say you will never do it. It says, how can you be better than Tosfos? How can you be better than Pasuk?
Good. Mask him. It's a good Teretz. It's a good Teretz. I want to say one more Teretz. Maybe it's not a Teretz. We said two Teretz and a third Teretz. I want to say a fourth Teretz. We can pay something again, fourth Teretz. Right? The third Teretz is the Haftoch of the Arizal was that Nizr Mechametz includes that you won't even be Nichshel and Bal Yiro. Not only Achilas Chametz. To get the Haftoch of the Arizal, it has to be that you won't even be Nichshel in Bal Yiro. And Tosfos says that the Haftoch of Behemten Shel Tzadikim is only in Yoni Achilo. That's Achilas Chometz. It doesn't say you won't be over in Bal Yiro of Chometz. So it could be Avadi who's Nichshel and Bal Yiro. And then you won't have the Haftoch of Sariz.
Azoy?
What do you mean?
No,
of Chometz, yeah, I could hear that, but if you go bedict that Tosfos said in Yoni Achilo, so it won't include Bal Yiro. Now, I was bothered. Let me, one second. I want to shtel a ha'ara. Interesting. So what, Rabbi Shmuel was Nichshel and Bal Yiro? To come to say Kor V'hit, it has to be he was Nichshel and Bal Yiro. I want to say a vort. Vort. We came out from the Shir that it's Mo'od Yitochen that on Chetzi Shir v'Bal Yiro, there's no deraisa. The Shagasari says nothing doing. There's no even din of Chetzi Shir asimana Torah. The Rashash says anything less than Kezayis, there's no chorus, there's no Bal Yiro. There's no Bal Yiro on less than a Kezayis. Aber Efshir. Efshir the Haftochas Arizal is nicht. Meaning Rabbi Shmuel was Nichshel. The problem what he was Nichshel was that he had a Chetzi Kezayis in his house. And he wasn't, that's not a Chet Bechlal. I'm hoping a Shagasari, but I'm in Haskin, who's the other Achron with the Rashash. We have Achronim that nothing doing, there's no Isser. Aber Efshir, but Hilchas Arizal, we clear before when it starts, now I'm clearing others. In Hilchas Haftochas Arizal, maybe that would be enough that he doesn't get the Haftar.
But it's nothing.
I don't. That's what I want to know. You know, a Talmud Chacham told me, I had a big fight. Someone went to tell me a chiddush. You know, people sell their chometz, even not chometz gomer or something. They sell the chometz to a goy. And I've had the seder shalchoy at the roya, aval at the roya shalachem shal gavoya. Ain't no gavol tana. It's again. I remember this seder sold. It's given a fire and brimstone by this vikuach. He wanted to say, if you sell your chometz to a goy, I've had 100% legit lachatchila. Arizal zavtocha you don't have. Even though shalchoy at the roya, it's an arizal zavtocha and musa gorgorin. So avad. So I'm clearing it on two things. On Chetzi Shir, I'm clearing it on Nochri. I remember I learned Bechavrusa, Rabosh Ariel, we learned Pesachim. and we learned the din of shalchoy at the roy, at the roy shalachirim. He says, "Mezet agoy mit chometz." Megayt in gas. Mezet an araber. Mezet mit chometz. Mezmacht azay mit nos. It's not. It's not. It's just chometz shel nochri. Birchas Yankiv to the Ephraim and Menashe. The pasuk says, "Vayosem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe." Vayosem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe. Zok techasam soifer. Ephraim is Efer Yam. Ephraim is Efer Yam. Is bir chometz. You either throw it to the Efer, or you throw zorkel Yam. And Menashe is Minse, the Korban Pesach. The Sur Meira and the Asay Toiv. Two different halakim, and the yisoid over here is, as we're getting ready for Pesach, that first we have to do bir chometz, and bir chometz al esreifa. Esreifa means with a slavus, with an eish, with a gavaldik, a bren. And first you have to do the efer yam, and then asay toiv, then a person can get ready taka to the asay toiv of the korban Pesach. Oh, but the first thing is taka ein bir chometz al esreifa. We have in this week's parsha, it says eish Tomid tukad ala mizbeach loy sichbe. You could learn that to mean it's the ash of the mizbeach represents the ash between a klal yisrael and a kodesh baruch hu. You know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin ha megarash es ishtoi mizbeach moyed all of the mois. Mizbeach moyed all of the mois. What's the pshat? So I heard there's a pshat. It's the same way it says loy sichbe. You could read it loy sivke. Because that Mizbeach represents the fire, the brand between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A fire, you have to keseder, put fuel into it. You have a relationship between Baal Ve'isha, a relationship between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a zivug. The zivug, you have to leg around the ganze zeit fire. Fire is with a brand to do with his lives. Ein bir chometz ele b'sreifa. It has to be done mit a brand. Otherwise, it's not going to go into the it's not going to shtel zechavek the zivug. I was by Sheva Brach the other week, and Adam Godel, he got up and said, and he said a word, he says, I'm sure no one ever heard this word. That Eish, Ish and Isha is the Yud and the Hey. And of course, everyone heard it already, but he said Blush and Melitz, he says, under a Zogin that it's not Chal, the Sheva Brachas, it's a Chalois. A Chotch by one Sheva Brachas is Muslim Zogin the word. It's in Loyotzi de Chevosa, Kosh Layoma, Kosh Layoma, Loyotzi de Chevosa. But the Pshad is that that Eish represents the relationship between Klai Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's interesting. I saw there's a Kasha from the Kavad Kashaisa. There's a kasha from the Kavad Kashais. The Kavad Kashais was the Chilkis Yoyev. The end of Chilkis Yoyev, he has 103 kashas. Kav is 103 kashas. Iluyisha kashas. Redenwegen, the kashas from the Kavad Kashais. In fact, that kasha is a. Steht in Posig, Eish Tomet Tukar Almas Bech Leisichba. So the Gemara in Zvochem asks, a person could bring a korban. You could bring a korban mincha, a korban. You could bring a korban of yayin. What do you do by a korban of yayin? The Gemara says in Zvochem, Mizalfin al Gabe Yoishin. Mizalfin, you pour the wine on the Mizbech. So the Gemara asks, how could you pour the wine on the Mizbeach? You're going to put out the fire? Not Shabbos. Mechabe the Mizbeach. You're being over the lav of Leisichbe. You're being over. So the Gemara says it's Einim Eskaven. You pour it with small drops, so it's not a Psikresha. Psikresha the Leinichale. Pouring it with small drops. It's Einim Eskaven. Frek the Kavad the Kashaisa. The Pasuk says, Eish Tomid Tukar Ala Mizbeach Leisichbe. That's an essay and a lav. The lav. You know, you have a kasha. You're being over a lav. Loi sich, but it's a lav. So there's gedorim. Dabar she'enim eskaven is mutter. Is also, you can make gedorim. What about the mitzvah's essay? There's a mitzvah's essay. Einim eskaven doesn't answer up for a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah's essay. How can you pour the wine? You're doing a bittel essay. But you're doing a bittel essay. Dabar she'enim eskaven is a teretz of a lav. Nishtaf an essay. Now, the kavad the kashay says kasha is a separate shir. Nishtva yetz. But I had a hargosha from this. We're talking about the eish of the mizbeach here is a relationship. And Be'emes, it's Moridik. The Pasuk says it twice. One Pasuk after the other. Eish Lamizbeach Tukad Boy, and then again, Eish Tomet Tukad. The Mefarshim explained, one is Hashem talking, and one is Klal Yisrael talking. Hashem is promising it. It was one of the Asura Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash was that the Eish wasn't covered. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's give and take in the relationship. And then you have our give and take in the relationship. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a give and take. So, So, you know, there's vas medaf ton and vas medaf nishton. You know, you have a relationship. A guy says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. You know, for there's the do's and there's the don'ts. For what we shouldn't have done, you could apologize, I didn't mean it. But what you should have done, what do you mean you didn't realize you didn't? You should have had awareness. You should have yet thought about it. You should have realized. On the essay, there's no teretz, ain't in a scavin. Afalav is the teretz, ain't in a scavin. I'm sorry, I didn't, I wasn't mechav. Avas medarf ton his name. On the asay toiv, right, there's the sur meiro, and there's the asay toiv. I also miss Ephraim with name and Asha. On the asay toiv, in the give and take of the relationship, it requires keseder to have awareness about what's mutal on us. There's no teretz, ain't in a scavin. And that's Be'etzem Shach, Ufirois, we'll end with this. The pasuk says, "Ushmartim es hamatzos." Rashi says, "Ushmartim es hamatzos al tikri matzos ela mitzvis mitzvah abol yodchal tach mitzenu." A nice play on words. It's Rosh Chazal, but the Orachaim Hakadosh Dira on the pasuk says, "Amoyer dekazach." What does the pasuk say there? Ushmartim es hamatzos. Why? Ki be'etzem yoyim azay yitzasim yitzrayim. Why are we takim a chuyiv with a brand to do it with his rizus and not to be machmitz? Because we were going to about to fall on the mentas shari tuma, and the rabbeinu shaloyim took us out that last second. So there's a reciprocation over here in the relationship. Why is it mutal on us talk of such as rizus of mitzvah aboliot chal tach mitzenu? Ki be'etzem ayoyim azeh yitzasim yimitzrayim. Because the Eibishter was not shoyhe. The Eibishter was not machmitz. He saw we were going to fall in hater gichabt. I did we were going to fall in the mem teshar itum ateretz. It's always like that. The Mesil Sishorim says, shehu yei mitzvah, ein sakona ke sakonosa. The greatest sakona is to push something off. The greatest sakona. The greatest sakona is to push something off. You know, the Vision of Sereba, they once asked him, he was asking the Hasidim, what's the busiest day of the year? So some people said Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur. He said, no, the busiest day of the year is tomorrow. Everyone's always saying, tomorrow, I'm going to make Hazari. The busiest day of the year. Mitzvah avol yodcho, al tach mitzenu. But it's, what am I fearing, guys? It's the reciprocation of the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it mutal on us, mitzvah avol yodcho, al tach mitzenu? Because ki de'etzam yam ezek, because the Rabbeinu Shalom did it like that to us. And that's what the Seder have to work on. That's the Ikar Matorah of the Leila Seder, to strengthen and enhance our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we should be zoich atake to kimei tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois. Agut tevoch.
Yeah.